I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Outdoor News frequently features interviews with men and women in the outdoor industry. We recently had a lengthy Q&A with Dan Schmidt, the longtime editor of Deer and Deer Hunting magazine. I'll share some of Dan's thoughts about the business of outdoor writing and his love of deer hunting when we return. But first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
If you love deer hunting, chances are you flip through Deer and Deer Hunting magazine, a publication as familiar to hunters as the Winchester Model 94. Well, for the past three decades, one man's name has been tied to that publication, Dan Schmidt. Outdoor News recently featured an interview with Dan, and he shared with Outdoor News staffer Dean Bortz how he began with Deer and Deer Hunting after years of persistence. He credited mentors like Chuck Alsheimer and Jack Brower for never giving up on his longtime dream to be the leader of deer and deer hunting. He had some positive things to say, noting that modern hunters can bow hunt, muzzleloader hunt, and rifle hunt from September through January. The opportunities are incredible compared to 40 years ago. But he's got concerns too, rising land prices and shrinking hunting access. Also, diseases like CWD and EHD are grabbing headlines and threatening wild deer herds. Dan Schmidt's story is proof that patience, passion, and a lifelong love of deer hunting can take you exactly where you're meant to be. Read the complete interview in the latest issue of Outdoor News.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.